Shotgun Party. His new CD is called Mean Old Way, and that was the title track. And joining me in the studio right now are Jenny Parrott, Katie Rose Cox, and Andrew Austin Peterson. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you.
Hello.
It's wonderful having you here. I know what a shotgun wedding is. What's a shotgun party, and why did you choose the name?
I had some friends in a metal band called Shotgun Party. They had a guitar that was on the barrel of a shotgun, but they played one show and they broke up because they were terrible. So we stole the name, and it means a lot of things. On our first couple tours, we all rode shotgun in a pickup truck.
Oh, sweet.
And it sounds really cool.
It really does, yeah. Although if you Google Shotgun Party, you find beer drinking implements.
We're supposed to write them a jingle.
I had completely forgotten about that. I'm too many years removed from college. So not that I ever shotgunned beer when I was in college, of course.
Of course not.
One of the things I love about your sound, I grew up with old 78s from my great uncle Tony's Victrola, and there's a quality to the sound of the music that you make that really reminds me of those old jazz and novelty tunes from the late 19-teens and early 1920s. Is that intentional? I mean, where do you get that connection?
I'm not sure exactly. Maybe it's our instrumentation.
I think a lot of it has to do with, I mean, the songs themselves, I think there's definitely some influence of those old tunes, but the neat thing is that Jenny wrote all of the original tunes on the record, and they are very quirky, and they don't follow rules sometimes, and they have melodies that you really remember. Our instrumentation, I think, really lends itself to some of this stuff, and I really kind of, I have influences of bluegrass and early swing, and I think the instrument that Jenny plays on, it's a Kalamazoo guitar, an upright bass, and I just, more practical to be a band of this size and have these kind of instruments and just go in one car and then go.
Yeah, well, it's a lovely old guitar of the F-hole type hollow body rather than the big old folk dreadnought with the giant hole in it. And do you get kind of more subtlety and or is it just...
Well, I mostly play like boom chick, boom chick. So this guitar is perfect for boom chick. So yeah,
you're playing rhythm.
Yeah, that's my one rhythm, and I think this guitar lends itself to sound kind of like that old music.
Well, I think we should get some of that music on the air. Would you be so kind to play something for
us? Love to.
Sure.
This one's called "Paints of Yates."
Ready? One, two, three.
Thank you.
Wow. Shotgun Party are my guests today on the Saturday Cafe. The song was Paint C. Yates.
Uh-huh.
Goodness. I think part of what I was hearing from those old 78s were the harmonies between Katie and Jenny. That those sort of close, almost sister harmonies are really, really nice.
Thank you.
You're from Austin, Texas?
Yep, we live in Austin.
Major music scene there. Does that make it easier or harder to be musicians out in the world? Is it more supportive because everybody knows what it's like, or harder because there are too many people for the same gigs?
I would say yes.
I think Austin is a great place to be a musician. It's not like you can just stay there. There's only a few people who can stay there and make enough money. You gotta have to tour, but they're really supportive. They have primary health care for health musicians there. So I think that's just, that about says it all sometimes.
Yeah. That is pretty unique.
And the people, the community is really supportive. We've just, I mean, I found when I'm originally from there, but I moved back from Brooklyn, and it just, there's a really warm community, and people really tend to help each other out a lot.
Well, I noticed a name that I recognized both on your publicity sheet and on your most recent album. I assume he's part of that Austin community. How do you know Steve James?
I met Steve James through a couple friends, Silas Lowe and Mark Rubin, and he's just been a good friend to us, and we go and hang out with him and eat food from his garden and drink a little bit and tell stories. And that last song is actually inspired by a night I spent driving into rural Texas to listen to Steve James play, and he plays on that track on the album.
Oh my. The most spine-tingling radio experience I have ever had was a number of years back in the old KLCC studios. I was actually done with my show and putting away the CDs while Rooster, the Blues Power host, was starting his show, and the title track to that, or the theme song that Rooster used, was Blind Willie Johnson's Dark Was the Night, that great slide guitar piece. And Steve James was going to be on his guest, and he was warming up in the hall by playing along on slide on a 12-string guitar. And I just got goosebumps. I wanted to push him in the studio and tell Rooster to give him a microphone and pot down the CD. It was so wonderful.
His playing is, I think, very magical.
Absolutely. You were in Eugene last night at Sambon's Garage. Tonight in our listening area as well, though, at the Hayloft Concert Series in Salem. That's 5304 Center Street Northeast, 8 o'clock start time. They're going to have such a great, great show.
Yay!
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to get to see family I haven't seen it in a while. And I think, from what I hear, these concert series are really special. So we're looking forward to tonight's show.
Well, thank you very much for getting up so obscenely early for a musician
so
to
early
join me on the Saturday Cafe. I mean, right at the crack of noon. I was
my poor beauty sleep.
I would say you're not lacking in beauty, or I can't say about sleep. We have time for one more song, though, if you would be so kind as to.
Okay. And here's one that Billie Holiday used to sing, and it was written by Harry Woods.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, I'm a light can do
Katie Rose Cox, Jenny Parrott, and Andrew Austin Peterson. Shotgun Party on the Saturday Cafe. My goodness. I'm going to have to go and dance right after the show. There is no way. My feet are all wound up and ready to dance.
Wasn't that fun?
Absolutely. Thank you so, so much. Performing tonight in Salem, Oregon. Everybody in Salem, get ready to go to the Hayloft Concert Series, 5304 Center Street, Northeast. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.